I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Like always, we're here to talk about women's issue. And once more, I have the honor to be your host. Well, this is Asma, and here with me, I have Sister Rehane. Well, actually, she's going to introduce herself pretty much perfectly for you. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to Muslim Ladies.
Thank you very much, Sister Asma. I'm Rehane Paysapa, and I'm happy to be here with our dear listeners. I hope you have a wonderful day today.
Of course we would have. Since it's all ladies, then it's going to be wonderful. Well, just for the record, she is an Islamic researcher, and she works on ladies' issues and whatever that matters to us as ladies generally. So, previously on Muslim Lady, I remember the last point you mentioned was so eye-catching, actually, and I'm still thinking about it, like, hijab is not just a material thing, like, you wear hijab physically, and then you let go of the other parts of your soul to just wander the way they like. It's not just a true sort of thinking, I suppose. Even in our religion, when they talk about hijab, they actually mean the both aspect, the physical and the metaphysical, like the part that is related to your eyes, to your ears, to your mouth. Everything must be covered and have a hijab.
All the aspects of hijab, of course, it's not just for women, the hijab. And we have other aspects like hijab of, like having hijab for your eyes, meaning that you mustn't look lustfully at the opposite gender. So this, of course, not only applies to women, but also applies to men. So
and thank you for bringing that up. It's for men as well, because it's not just the appearance. It's about the way you think. I guess hijab is a lifestyle.
Yes, of course. Yes, obviously. So men must also refrain from leering at women, and women must avoid this as well. So looking at non-mahram men for women is okay to the extent that is just for having a conversation maybe in society. Like, you cannot go about in society just and avoid looking at men whatsoever. But the thing is that it has to have a boundary.
Your attitudes, actually.
Yes, like, it's, you have to look with an innocence. Like, you mustn't look at someone lustfully. The moment you feel like you've started to feel things by looking at someone,
yeah,
you must lower your gaze immediately. So this is the hijab of your eyes. And it also applies to men, obviously, more,
exactly.
I think, than women.
Yeah, more
even.
And more.
And another part is hijab of your thoughts. So even you're not in the presence of another man, but maybe you start thinking about someone, you have to immediately stop yourself, distract yourself. And again, this applies to men as well, maybe even more so than women.
Yeah, the fact that this program is for Muslim ladies and we're addressing them does not mean that whatever we say is just for women. No, of course, Muslim men also have to actually follow these rules and think about them. At least, you know, I usually say that to know something and to do your best accordingly is one thing, and to know something and ignore it is another thing. So when I know something and I say, okay, I would try my best, even though sometimes I would fail, it's even, still it has got some values and worth in it. But for those people who know it and at the same time they ignore it or they say, I don't believe in it, that's a totally different story. So yes, hijab is very much important, not just physically. We have hijab of the soul, of the gaze, of the way you think, of the things you hear and the things you say. And we're talking about that, actually. So let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back. Thank you for staying with us. Welcome back, dear ladies. You're listening to Muslim Lady, and we're talking about hijab, and Sister Rehana is in here to help us, actually. So we were talking about hijab not being the lady issues. It is an issue for every single member of the society, because we're responsible toward each other, because it's not just that you cover up your beauties. It is also to cover up the doors that are open and not let the unwanted guests get into your brain and to your thinking and into your heart. You know, it's all about the stains. It's all about your heart not to get stained by a different sort of sicknesses and disgraceful colors of vice and things like that.
Another aspect of hijab that I wanted to touch upon is hijab of your manner. So the way that you behave in society and towards the opposite gender. First of all, I'm going to talk about, of course, the women's responsibility in this. Nowadays, we see in society, in media, that men and women can be friends, just friends. And can be nothing else underneath it. But that is the furthest thing from the truth. So
since it was such a big lie, they're starting, like I'm seeing nowadays, there are some talk shows talking about the fact that people, like the ones who said it once, is starting to say, no, there is no such a thing to say that, okay, men and women can be friends. No, eventually one of them is going to get into the trap of more than friend.
Exactly. So it's men and women just cannot stay platonic friends. Even if it just starts out that way for a short while, it just cannot stay that way. Islam offers hijab of your behavior. So you have to behave in a way towards men where you don't unintentionally lead them on into thinking that you're maybe like even just friends, like even being friends is just will not have a good ending. The way that we behave towards men must be telling that I am not just being friendly with you because I like you. I'm just being normal. I'm just being polite because you're a person, you're a human being, and nothing more.
I'm just practicing humanity.
Exactly.
Manners.
Yes, you mustn't be friendlier than usual. Or maybe you're usually very friendly towards everyone, and you might find that you have to tone it down when you're interacting with another man.
Exactly. Because that's very important. Because you see among even your friends and your classmates, sometimes you see that some people naturally are that warm and so sociable. But then when it comes to men, they do not know that the way they're behaving is actually telling other people more stuff than just being friend. Men would get some other stuff from the way they're treating them.
Yes, they assume that you're interested in them.
Exactly.
Men just think differently than women, generally.
So I usually say that to have borders in the way you treat other people, be it a man or a woman, that's a better way for you yourself. You know, it would save you all the problems that might come into you. It would help you yourself. So even if you are so friendly when you come into a new environment, when you meet new people, try not to give them these sort of green lights you don't wish to give. Because, you know, people have got different connotations from different stuff that you do. Maybe you do not have in mind to convey it in that way. Maybe you do not wish whatever you do or say, or even the choice of words. I sometimes notice the bare fact that maybe you have a special choice of word for your own self, and you do not mean anything extra, but unfortunately some people would take it the other way. So you should be very careful. Actually, being an active member of society is not an easy thing. You have to watch every single thing you do.
Yeah, so the way that you talk, like the way that you maybe use some words, like maybe you are naturally a joking person.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful of that when you're interacting with people of the opposite gender. That,
keep it for your friends.
Yes, the way that you laugh, like you might not even know it, but it might be alluring to the opposite gender.
Exactly,
and you just
yeah.
start laughing and...
You know nothing about it, actually. You have no intentions, but unfortunately, as if history is any indication, if the other relationship of other people in this world have been any indication to you, then they do have an effect on other people, especially the other gender. So let's go for that break, and then we'll come back with No Heartbreak.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So, welcome back. This is the last part of today's episode. Still, I have to thank you for staying with us. I hope it has been fruitful for all of us. I mean, like Muslim ladies, we have to think about different stuff. And maybe whatever Sister Rehana mentioned in here are the stuff that I have long taken for granted, and I have to think about them again and again. So these stuff are being added in here in order for us to rethink about them, to have a check upon those stuff, those points, and see how thoughtful and considered I am of some very little and delicate issues that I might not think as important.
Yeah, so up until now, we talked about different aspects of hijab. We talked about the fact that hijab is a necessity in society, and if you have chosen Islam as your religion, then Islam is something that you have accepted already. And it's just somehow a battle within yourself to try to observe the hijab more and more every day, like try to be better at observing it. So if you've accepted Islam, then
yeah.
that means you've accepted the hijab.
As a Muslim lady, I
yes.
accepted Islam. Now I'm called a Muslim lady. I have to go for the details.
Exactly. And another point that we talked about is that hijab is, contrary to some belief, it's not just about the physical appearance. It's
exactly.
not just covering yourself, your body, your hair. It is also about your thoughts, observing your thoughts, manners, and the way you speak and the way you look at other people. And another thing that we talked about is that hijab is not just for Muslim ladies, even though usually that is what people talk about when it comes to hijab. Hijab is also for men, even in regards to their physical appearance.
Exactly.
Yes, but especially and more so when it comes to their gaze and their thoughts and their maybe their manners as well.
And also we have it in the narration that your gaze is an arrow from the devil.
And finally, we talked about the fact that when it comes to hijab in your behavior, some people might not realize that they're not being very modest in their behavior. They're being friendly towards other men as they would to other women. So the best thing, the best way to observe the hijab in that way is to avoid friendships with men altogether.
Maybe the things that you're doing or saying are not meant to be taken the other way as men usually take it. But have it in mind and do not call these things old-fashioned sort of thinking, because trust me, they still exist, and still all of these matters that we're concerned with are the old and archaic stuff that have been there since Adam and Eve. So do not take these things for granted, and just think about them and see and evaluate your behavior the way you are actually claiming to be a modest, obedient. Try to just look at it again and again and see if it's really the way it must be or no. You have to rehash your old stories and watch your actions again and again. So, Muslim ladies, this was all for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing.